Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
The place where an expositor studies the Bible and prepares his messages is very important. I wish I could take you into my study and just give you a walkthrough of what my study area looks like. I personally like a library table type of a desk without drawers under it. I don't care for drawers. I like room under a table where I can move my chair around. I need a chair that I can sit in for a long period of time that has wheels on it. That is one of these more modern type chairs that gives good back support. I need multiple lamps on a table. I like light shining onto my desk. And on my desk itself, I have several things. I have the English Bible that I preach from. I personally preach from a New American Standard Version because by everyone's estimation, it is the most accurate translation into the English language. I want to preach out of the most accurate, literally accurate translation. The book that I use second the most is a thesaurus or a word finder. I had in class Dr. R.C. Sproul as a professor years ago, and he drilled into me the need for synonyms. And to alternate my words and to layer my synonyms out, to have some for professionals, some for blue-collar workers, some for teenagers, some for an older generation. And the thesaurus is very important to me as I am manuscripting my sermon or as I'm writing chapters. I also have a dictionary. I need to look up the meaning of words. I once asked a seminary president, what's the one thing you most remember about James Montgomery Boyce? And he said he had the Oxford English Dictionary right behind him, and he actually used it. There's a lot to be said for having an excellent English dictionary, perhaps even the OED. On my floor, literally just right next to my desk where I can just bend down and pick them up, I have a stack of study Bibles. I have the Reformation Study Bible, the MacArthur Study Bible, the ESV Study Bible, the Holman Study Bible, the New American Standard Study Bible, the Ryrie Study Bible, the Life Application Study Bible. I have all of those, and I'm a beggar looking for crumbs. And they all provide a great service to me. On the other side, I have a little cart that's on wheels, and I have key references, reference tools. In that cart, I have some theological dictionaries. I have some language tools. I have some Bible dictionaries. I have some other key tools that I use for word studies where they're just immediately accessible to me. My larger library is at the church office. But at home, I have just the key books that I need for whenever I find myself in a crunch, a Saturday night crunch or a Wednesday afternoon crunch, a Sunday afternoon crunch. And those key commentary tools, I'll be happy to tell you about those. I have the Hendrickson Kistemacher New Testament Commentary Series. Those are like gold to me. They are so helpful as they give verse by verse commentary through the entire New Testament. Also, the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, they are invaluable. I also have it on my Kindle so that as I'm on the road, I can quickly access the MacArthur Commentary Series wherever I am. Word studies, historical background, even has a homiletical outline built in. I also have at home the Expositor's Bible Commentary, which I find to be an invaluable help and tool. And I have the Calvin Commentary Series. he is so helpful, despite having ministered 500 years ago, to give the sense of the text and give the meaning of the text. And I'll tell you one other tool that I have that is invaluable to me, and that is the expository commentary series by James Montgomery Boyce, the great expositor from 10th Presbyterian Church, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Genesis, Nehemiah, Psalms, Daniel, Matthew, John, Acts, Romans, Philippians, 1 John. In my mind, I can just walk through those books in the Bible. And I have an example in front of me of introductions, conclusions, how to approach a particular passage of Scripture, how to divide up a book in the Bible. I want these study tools always on my desk, next to my desk, where I don't hardly have to even get up to go put my hand on them. I have many other books. I'm very grateful for them. Those are in my larger library at the church office. But for me, what is on my desk are these essential tools. I'm sure there are others that I have perhaps overlooked or neglected, but these are the basics, and these are what I need the most. And for me, I write everything with a fountain pen. So I have multiple bottles of ink, and I have multiple fountain pens, and I have pads of paper. And my desk is really like the operating room for a surgeon. It's where I do my work. And how it is set up is of vital importance to me. Well, you think about your desk and you think about how you need to be set up for maximum usefulness as you carry out your ministry of teaching and preaching the Word of God.
You've been listening to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson, an outreach of One Passion Ministries. One Passion is committed to training pastors in expository preaching that is firmly anchored in God's Word. For information about upcoming events and how to subscribe to the Expositor magazine, visit onepassionministries.org.